calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. Two things, try to be quick. I did take that gentleman I mentioned yesterday to a dentist in East Brainerd, and we did indeed drive by Covenant Presbyterian, and it was kind of like, it was wow. But anyway, while I waited on him, I read a book. I got to the second chapter of a book that I, and it described 2 Timothy 3:16, almost identical to what I did over the weekend in the video, and that just impressed me. So you know, it's not, point is, it's not just me. I'm not the lunatic alone. There's more than one person who actually believes the scripture and tries to understand what the Lord has to say, rather than just be nice. And that's the second issue, which is a big deal. Obviously, you may be aware that I had some interaction with your dad, and I'm really troubled. Because, you know, bottom line, he does not look at the scripture as his reference. He will not contend from the scripture. He's looking at other things, and he then just offers innuendo towards me. Dorothy Jane, you should know me by now. We spent a whole lot of time together. You know that I strive for the truth. Yes, I'm flawed. I've blown it in many ways. But think back of the time when the pro-life stuff was such a big deal. I didn't simply follow the crowd. I wanted to know the truth. You were on the same page with me on this. Right now, your dad just simply offers innuendo. I offer scripture, and he says, no, you're simply a bad person. You don't listen. And he's trying to, as I pointed out, I think he's sold himself. He's such a good salesman. He sold himself on a lie. And it concerns me. Because I'm trying to love him, not pacify him. I'm trying to love my wife. I'm trying to love my kids. And if this model is set before my wife and my kids, they're being set before them is a lie. Dorothy Jane, I love you. I want you to know the truth, not a lie. I love you.